a wide range of topics, an even wider range of views. Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Fergal, good to talk to you. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, given that it's Halloween, heading into the Halloween weekend, and we're going to kind of have a slightly Halloween-themed chat this afternoon because, of course, Halloween is all about fear and there's a lot of fear in the dating world. Isn't that right?
Well, honestly, to put it, it just came to me when we were thinking about Halloween and the spooky sort of side of things and how everyone is very just sort of anxiety-ridden and scared. They say to me scared and fearful and anxious every day on the phone. The main reason for an awful lot of people not pursuing somebody and pursuing a match or putting themselves out there into the dating pool is pure fear of rejection. It's that anxiety that they're not going to find me interesting, they're not going to find me attractive, I'll say the wrong thing, and they're really scared out of their wits that they'll put their foot in it. And that fear it stops people in their tracks from ever putting themselves out there. And they'd be on the phone. I had a guy on the phone there, and he was 47, and he said to me, I'm really scared that I'm never going to end up settling down. I'm really scared that I'm not going to meet the woman of my dreams, and I'm really uber terrified that I'm not going to have a family. And all my family have kids. You know, I'm a great uncle. I'm not a great uncle. I'm a fantastic uncle, and I really want to be a father. I really want all these things. And he's just one example of a guy a couple of days ago that I spoke to, and you could hear it in his voice. And you make the appointment for the guy, and he's been thinking about this for the last 9 years, let's not forget it. So he could have done it when he was 38. So that fear of will I, won't I, oh sure, we'll see what happens, but also should I put myself out there, he finally did, took the plunge, and then the day of the appointment says, no, I can't, I'm not in the right headspace, I can't do it, I'm too scared. And we're just thinking, oh my god, dude, what's going to happen to him now? Is he'll be 51 and he'll come back. And then he'll say, okay, mentally, I think now I'm ready. But in the other breath, he's going to say, but I still want her to be, you know, what I wanted age-wise when I was, 40. And what my point is here, the fear that we are under and that we are, feeling is actually, it's doubly impactful because not only are we scared now, but in future when we stop being scared, we're going to have missed out on what we actually wanted or could have gotten in the first place.
Yeah, so if you're afraid of finishing up on your own, afraid of not having a partner, afraid of not having kids, you've got to get over your other fears, your fears of joining an agency in order to get to ultimately where you want to be. So it's about overcoming that fear, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's what some people need to do with, talk therapy, or just having one close confidant, one close friend, one sensible person that everyone has in their life that they can call upon and say, what is going on with me? There must be something in my head. There must be something that's blocking me from putting myself out there. There has to be something I can change. Don't ask big groups of people. Don't second guess yourself, and don't put yourself down. It's not about slagging yourself. We're way too self-deprecating in this country. We put ourselves down all the time. Well, a lot of us don't. A lot of us are too egotistical, but I'm talking purely about the people now who are lacking in maybe that self-esteem and that confidence. They're often the best partners to meet because they're humble and they're open-minded and they're nice. They're decent. That's what really kills me when I'm talking to people for the last 12 years. It's the really lovely ones sometimes that just buckle under the pressure and they think, oh sure, no one's going to want me. And I swear to God, it's those ones are the ones that are most in demand.
Exactly. And would you get people who join and they sign up for the whole process and then maybe the day of the first date they get terrified and they ring you for advice and they say, I'm thinking of not turning up and stuff like that. What would you say to them?
100%. What we say is everyone feels nervous at the outset. If it was easy, everyone would do it. The point is, putting yourself out there is always going to be stressful. It's always going to be, nerve-wracking. But the point is, everyone is feeling the exact same way. You're in the same boat as everyone else. And the way to avoid that pressure is to think of it like well, the worst thing that's going to happen here is I have a really nice experience, I meet some nice people, I get back in the dating pool, I make a nice few friends, if nothing else, because what happens a lot of the time there is friends end up introducing you to their other social circles and you meet someone romantically that way. And I had a woman who joined yesterday and she said, I've been referred over. I said, oh great, oh, did she meet her husband through us? She goes, no, but she said she never would have met her husband if she hadn't joined Intro. She said the confidence that was, I suppose, achieved for her, because she hadn't dated in, I think, 7 or 8 years, because she broke up early or something, her marriage ended early or whatever. And so she was thinking, oh God, I'm raising kids now, who's going to want me? I'm a young mother, I've got kids of this and that age or whatever, no man's going to want me. So she went out on the dating scene through Intro, she built up her confidence, her self-esteem, she just realized that, you know what, dating isn't actually that scary after all. You're not going out there and saying, here, marry me tomorrow, and here, can I move in with you, and whatever. You're going out for a bite to eat, and you're going to just engage in a conversation with another person who also wants the same outcome as you. So you don't have to worry, oh, are they going to want to take it to the next level too quickly and I'm not really ready for that. You don't have to worry about that stuff. You're going to meet interesting people who are going to be respectful and chivalrous and just decent. In here, in Intro, like, and this isn't a sales pitch, I'm not just saying this, in here people don't lead people down the garden path. They don't lead you astray. They don't, you know, drag things out to waste your time. They're quite respectful of other people's time and lives and all the rest, and they'd never say yes if they meant no. They're really, there's something really honest about the clients in Intro, and that's why as well when you meet someone and you think there might be some sort of level of spark there, and you're thinking, geez, is this right? Or like, is there chemistry there? Or sense of humour seems to be all right. Maybe I'm scared about. I'm scared as well if I get on really well, because a lot of people get really scared of that, thinking, oh Jesus, this is it, after so long now being on my own, I'm going to be finally paired up with someone. And that terrifies people as well, because sometimes people can get a bit set in their ways and they think, I like my independence, I like doing my own thing, I like getting up at whatever time I want to get up at and do my own and watch my own shows. That kind of thing is always scary as well after being single, getting into a relationship. But if you just sort of play it by ear, take it slow, and just see, look, if that person likes me and I like them, let's just take it easy. Let's go for a bite to eat. Let's go off to a show. Let's do this. Let's make a second date and plan ahead. And then as time goes on, it gets so much less scary.
Exactly. I'd imagine so. And Fergal, while we're talking about scares and horrors and all of that, do you have any good horror stories about first dates that went wrong?
Well now, would you believe I do? And people call us and they say, I need to meet somebody who is not going to do the following. So there was a situation where a woman went on a date with a guy and he thought it was a great idea to bring 26 farm animals on the date.
No way.
A truck. And he thought it would be ideal after the meal to bring her out in the car park, and there's a field beside the car park, and to let them all loose. And he brought a farmhand, a young sort of teenager, farmhand guy or girl with them. And he released them all. And she just saw all these animals just racing around the field. And this was his way of, I suppose, showing her how caring for animals that he is and how beautiful they are. So the point is, the horror story for her was his dream.
Oh, he dear God. It.
And that's the point. Like, you know, what you feel is, you know, a romantic gesture might also end up being a pure terrifying experience for the other person. And then you get the usual picking up the noses, you get the answering the phone and being abusive to the staff, and, you know, your man picking up the tip after the dinner. You get more and more of that, the tightness horror stories. You get the people who get so ossified drunk that they can hardly speak to you. There was one guy said to a woman on a date when she was ordering her meal, she ordered a starter, and he said, do you really think you need that? Do you not think you should lose a bit of weight? No?
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
Who
called fat on a first date? Like, Jesus.
And Fergal, lest the listeners think that we're always bashing the guys, I presume women do really stupid things on dates as well. I mean, I know you mentioned before there have been women who've been absolutely plaster drunk on first dates, women can commit the misdemeanors too, can't they?
Oh, they're well capable, Deirdre, well capable. And yes, there's been a number of, a few too many Pinot Grigios leading to falls. leading to falling asleep at the table in mid-conversation. There's been a few abuse towards episodes of abuse towards the waiting staff, sort of, do you know who I am kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
And clicking of fingers and just being quite bolshy and quite offensive.
Well, Fergal, you know, we should say, having said all of that, and of course we're just zoning in on the fact that it's Halloween and we wanted to talk about some horror stories, but having said all that, of course, we should reiterate that the vast majority of people on your books are lovely people who won't do any of those things.
The stories that I'm telling you would be stories that we would have heard over time of people and the experiences that they had prior to them coming to us is the thing, and that's why they're coming here, for a little bit of safety and security and the knowledge that they're going to be met with people who are actually clued in, copped on, street smart and nice and decent. And to put the people of Kerry's mind at rest, the people that you don't want to date are people we wouldn't want to work with. We want nice, genuine, down-to-earth, grounded people.
Just finally, Fergal, you have, I get asked this all the time, you do have quite a few Kerry people on your books.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, well, sure, I mean, aren't we talking for the last nearly 12 years?
So something must be working.
Something's working, yeah. No, I don't think, as much as I love talking to you, if nothing was coming from it, Deirdre, I think we'd have to put an end to this.
Indeed. So there's plenty of Kerry people out there.
Men and women, don't worry, honestly, all I'll say, as you know well, and I'm harping on about this as well, it's not just about what's inside the Kerry border either. They may be in Limerick, they may be in Cork, but yes, you also may happen to be living in or meeting someone who happens to be the best person for you. But think, you know, we're not selling houses, we're looking for your best match. Don't be putting the cart before the horse thinking, if I meet someone now and they're living an hour and a half away, how are we going to make it work?
Exactly.
Don't be thinking like that. Yeah, just think, I'd like to be the best possible person who meets my criteria, regardless of where they live, and know that you'll both work it out. If you're meant to be, you'll both work it out as two adults, as two grown-ups. That's
great
the way
stuff.
To approach it.
Well, listen, just give us the number to phone intro before we let you go.
Sure thing. You can get us on 01677000 or through the website intro.ie, and we will get in touch with you.
And that was Fergal Harrington there from Intro Matchmaking, speaking to me earlier with this month's dating slot.